This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It appears that the pause in fighting may have come to an end as plumes of smoke can be seen billowing across Gaza's skies. Last-minute negotiations between Israel and Hamas to extend the truce were overshadowed on Wednesday by an unconfirmed claim by Hamas that a 10-month-old baby Israeli hostage and his family had been killed. Shortly before the final release of women and children hostages scheduled under the pause in fighting, the military wing of Hamas said the youngest hostage, baby Kafir Bibas, had been killed in an earlier Israeli bombing, along with his 14-year-old brother, Ariel, and their mother. Israel said it was checking the claim, which was potentially explosive, as the family was among the highest-profile civilian hostages yet to be freed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
We've added our 31st ally, Finland, and the 32nd, Sweden, will soon be among us.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO headquarters in Brussels, the alliance meeting, and on the agenda, support for Ukraine.
Some are questioning whether the United States and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine as we enter the second winter of Putin's brutality. But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
The United States has charged an Indian national with conspiring to assassinate a U.S. citizen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan said on Wednesday the target had advocated for a sovereign state for Sikhs. In Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.